Trump has put forth tax cut plans. The Financial Times reports his plans, which are scaled back from the more ambitious proposals he set out last year, included a reduction in the federal corporate tax rate from 35 to 15% and a cut in top federal income tax rates from 39.6 to 33%. Martin Feldstein, who was chief economic advisor to President Reagan, said Mr. Trump did not have a good answer to the question of how he would deal with the higher budget deficit resulting from tax cuts. Feldstein added that Trump's campaign team could point only to their forecasts of additional growth leading to more revenue and said their own estimates suggested more than $2 trillion could be added to the national debt over the next decade. Trump said his economics team had calculated that his plan, including wide-ranging deregulation, would raise the growth rate of the U.S. economy from 2% to 3% and create 25 million additional jobs. If that happened, he said, then combined with the planned cuts and the 13% of the U.S. government spending that doesn't go to entitlements such as Social Security or to defense, the tax cuts would not increase the deficit, the Times reported. What I like best is that Trump says we should have a goal of reaching 4% growth per year as a nation. That should always be our goal. As to the tax cuts, fine, but we cannot keep growing the debt, and the Trump team should be mindful that wide-ranging deregulation will require congressional cooperation, which historically is not always forthcoming, unless, of course, you let them spend more money. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.